Okay, we are on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Not 100% sure where we left off last week. Dr. Brett, are you on the phone?
We started the Mishnah, top Mishnah, Lamed Amud Aleph. Is that what you're asking?
Lamed Amud Aleph, but there's four Mishnahs.
The first Mishnah.
What?
All the way on the top. All the way on the top.
All the way on the top I started with? No.
Yes.
It must have been at least at the second Mishnah.
I have it marked up.
Top Mishnah? Okay, did you facilitate the top Mishnah? Top Mishnah.
Yes, top Mishnah.
Three brothers, two of them married to two sisters, and one is married to Shprinzer. Meitzachem Yibale Achias, Reuven dies, Zekanis Nasinachris is Ishta, and Levi does Yibum, and then Levi dies, Rishayin Yaitim Shemachais Isha, because she is Shimon's wife's sister, Shnei Mishim Sarasa. Asa Bar Maimer, if Levi just made a Maimer Umeis, Nachris Chalatas Levi Misevemeth, the Nachris will get Chalitza and not Yibum because the Maimer makes her a Tzaras, a rabbinic Tzaras Erva. Time of David by Maimer. The only reason she's a rabbinic Tzaras Erva is because he made a Maimer. Hello, I was by Maimer, Nachris Yibum and Amin Biyabba. But if he didn't do a Maimer, then there would be Yibum, meaning Zika would not ask her. Amar of Nachman, they say, Mary saying Zika, Philip Acharacha. That proves that no Zika even by one brother. Now, this is Rav Nachman Shita. Later on, we will see. The Ravashi learns, yes, Zika, and he says that the Mishnah picked Maimer just to tell me, not like Bishamai, who says Maimer is a total marriage, he wouldn't even need Chalitza. So the Mishnah said, Maimer, that you need Chalitza. But Rav Nachman sees him here, ain't Zika, because this is going to be a contradiction to a Mishnah later on, and Rav Nachman holds ain't Zika, and he's going to have to reconcile the other Mishnah. Whereas Ravashi, who holds yes, Zika, will say that the reason the Mishnah picked Maimer is to exclude Beishamai. Three brothers, two of them married two sisters, one is married to a stranger. Levi died, and Reuven married his wife, Umeis, and then Reuven died. So Reuven is married to Shimon's wife's sister and to Levi's wife. Rishayna Yaitim Shemachais Isha. Rishayna here means the first wife of Reuven's is Shimon's wife's sister. Ushniya, the one he was Miyabim, is Mishum Tzarasa. Asa ba Maimer Umeis. If he only made a Maimer in Levi's wife and then he died. Nachris Chalatzis Lord Mitzavemes, because biblically she is not related at all. She's not a Tzaras Erva. But rabbinically she is a Tzaras Erva. Petikamar Sulamali. Hainuach. It's a repeat of the Mishnah before. Not only is it a repeat, but it's lesser Kiddush. Malhasim Bachais Isha Avatar Lenachris. Madach there where Levi was married to his wife first. Then he brought in Reuven's wife. Still you say, Amit Nachris Asura, you say it after Levi's main wife, his first wife. Halcha, the Nachris Avatar Lenachris Isha. Reuven was married to the sister first. Then he brought in Levi's wife. Lekoshkin? Something about you're right. Tanahach Tanabaresha. First he learned this Mishnah, Bahach, and the other one, Chazil Hetera. He thought it was Mutter. Bisharya, he thought that Enochinami, in a case where Levi took Reuven's wife, it would be Mutter because the main wife is Levi's wife and she's not a Tzaras Erva. Other Chazil Yisura, then he said, no, she's still a Tzaras Erva because the bottom line is, Levi did marry his wife, especially by Maimer. That even a Maimer there would say rabbinically it's Aser. I did Chavivalei Agdama, since it was a Kiddush to him, he put it first. Mishnah is Azim Mkaima, but he left the first Mishnah in. But Enochinami, once you have the second Mishnah, there's no need for the... I'm sorry. Once you have the first Mishnah, there's no need for the second Mishnah. But he first had the second Mishnah, and therefore he left it there. Shloisha Achim Shnei Mem Nesulim Shnei Achim Zechad Nasin Achris. You have three brothers. Two of them married to two sisters, and one is married to a stranger. Meis Echad Dibali Achis. Reuven died. Bekonas Nasin Achris Asish died. Then Levi was Miyabim, his wife, Umeisa Ishta Shosheni. Then Shimon's wife died, Biakach Meis, Nasinachris. Harizu Asura Lomas. So Reuven's wife is Asur to Shimon forever, even though now she's not Achais Ishta anymore. And Achais Ishta goes off with the death of his wife. But since at the point when Reuven died, she was prohibited as Achais Ishta, she became an Ashes Ach without a mitzvah. Even though now she's Levi's wife, and as Levi's wife, she's falling, and she's not a wife's sister. But since at the time of Reuven's death she was the wife's sister, she became an anxious ach shaloi b'malka mitzvah, and that issur remains on a permanent basis. Amr Yudam Arab, Ko Yavam Shen any karma bashas nefila yavam yavila. Any yavama that at a time when she falls, we don't say yavam yavila. Harik anxious ach shes labanim is like an anxious ach that has children, basur and its usher. Practical Rabbi Kamas and Tanina. We had it in our Mishnah, Zura Sura Lamas, Haivan Esra Lo Shachas. What's the Kiddush of Rav? Why don't we see that in our Mishnah? Where it says clearly that when she falls from Levi, she's Usher, because at one point she was an Achais Isha and became Usher as Eish Asach. But the Gemara, Mal Detein Mani Milech Lachzim and Tefillah Rishayna. In that case, when Reuven died, she never became Mutter, meaning Levi was Miyabim her. But if not, meaning as Reuven's wife, she never became Mutter. What would have happened if Reuven would have died? And then Shimon's wife would have died. So now she becomes Mutter. She wasn't Mutter at the time of Reuven's death, but now, as Mrs. Reuven, she becomes Mutter. Maybe she becomes Mutter. Maybe we don't say that since she was ushered at the moment of death, she remains ushered permanently. And Matish to me, Kamas Malanda, we don't say that. Frankly, Gemara Nami Tanina. What?
This is not
a Machlokes.
Everyone holds the moment of death?
Everyone holds the moment of death is enough to usher, because if she's ushered the moment of death, she can never become mutter by a deraisa. The Adamachlokes Rav and Rav Yechanan, if it was only a rabbinic isser at the moment of death, but a biblical isser at the moment of death, this is accepted by everybody. Practical Bar Nami Tanin, it's a Beferish Mishnah. Two brothers married to two sisters, and one of them died. No third brother, two brothers. V'yachach makes ishta shosheni. Then Shimon's wife died. Reuven died, then Shimon's wife died. And this is the exact case that as Mrs. Reuven, she became mutter, and the Mishnah says she doesn't. That's because when Reuven died, Shimon couldn't be miyabim her, and there was no other brother. So she became mutter for the whole world. That's why she doesn't become mutter to Yibim anymore. Here is Levi. Right, so Reuven dies. Levi hasn't done anything yet, but there is Levi, and then Shimon's wife dies, so maybe she becomes mutter. Since she has Yibum to Levi, maybe she becomes mutter to Shimon. Kamashmala, no. We look at the moment of death, whoever she's ushered to at that moment biblically, she's ushered permanently to, because she becomes an Eishas Akshalai B'mon Kamitzvah, and it is a Chi of Chorus. So, the Mishnah Vayter. Three brothers, two of them married to two sisters. Okay, Reuben and Shimon, Rachel and Leah. Levi is married to Shmita. Dearish Echemi Balu Achis is Ishtai. Reuben divorced his wife, Vinmeis Nasin Achris, and then Levi died, Vikunsa Megarish. And then Reuben married Levi's wife with Yibum, perfectly legal. By the time Levi died, this is the Diyak from this Mishnah. By the time Levi died, Reuven was no longer married to an erva of Shimon's wife, meaning he had divorced Rachel. And therefore, by the time Levi died, there was no erva involved here at all. So Zuvish Amru Kulam Shemezu Nisgashu Tzirasei Mutara. Now, this Mishnah is the one that throws us into a tizzy, because the Mishnah seems to indicate, had Levi died before Reuven divorced his wife, that would have created a problem that she's a tzaret erva bezika. And the Mishnah at the beginning told us, ein zika, because the Mishnah only asked it when Levi made a mimer, which makes a contradiction in Mishnayos. And we're going to have to reconcile that contradiction. Practically, my time is the Gerizra. What? This Mishnah seems to say, yezika. Time is the Gerizra, achach meis. First Reuven divorced his wife, then Levi died. Ava meis, achach Gerizra. But if Levi would have died, and then Reuven would have divorced his wife, Asura, because it would have been Tzaras Achleis Isha Bezika. And this is where we ran into a problem. Because nobody says that Reuven can't be Miyabim Levi's wife, even though he's married to Shimon's sister. We don't say that that's Zika Asher. That was the question everybody had, that I said I don't know the answer. Amar Avashi, Zoy Zemeres, Yesh Zika, Avilu Betreyachi. So what happened is as follows. If Levi would have died, then Reuven's wife would have died, then Reuven would have been Miyabim, Levi's wife, And then Reuben would have died, Shimon would be Atzer. That's the Diak from the Mishnah. Because this woman was an Atzaris, Tzaris Achais Isha Bezika. Right? Now, had Reuben not done Yibum and died, Shimon would have been able to be Abim Levi's wife, and that was the problem we had. Why? Why isn't she Atzaris Achais Isha Bezika even at that moment? I didn't have an answer. That was Tyson's discussion. But the bottom line is, Reuben was Miyabim Levi's wife after, again, had Levi died first, then Reuben's wife would have died. Then Reuben would have been Miyabim Levi's wife. And then Reuben would have died. It would have been Aser. Because Taras Achais Isha Bezika is a Raya. Omer Avashi says a marriage. Yes, Zika, but Lubin Trayachi. Now there's Zika, even though there's two brothers left, Shimon, Reuben and Shimon. Correct the Gemara and Ravashi Kashi and Rav Nachman. But we had a mission at the beginning that said, ain't Zika. Omer Lo Chavashi, whoever did not forgot to have a Maimer. No. Even if he didn't do Maimer. Nachus Michlitz Cholchi, Ibu Melo Miyabim. Because of Zika. Well, the kani maimer lavuk mi bishamay dem maimer kinyan gomer. Kani kinyan gomer. Kamashmal ikim bishamay. The reason the Mishnah called those maimers to tell me a chiddush that even with maimer she still needs chalitza. So going to bishamay if you did maimer, then the Levi did maimer to Reuben's wife, then there wouldn't be no need chalitza when Levi dies. But because we want to say not like bishamay, that's why we picked the case of maimer. Frek the gemara l'Rav Nachman kashid Ravashi. Rav Nachman holds Ein Zika. Why did the Mishnah set up the case that Reuben divorced his wife before Levi died? And if you're going to say that's Lav Davka, then we don't care whether Levi died prior to Reuben's divorce or post Reuben's divorce. So what does it say, Zuhi? Obviously, it's coming to exclude a case. It's coming to exclude a case where Reuben was Miyabim Levi's wife and then divorced his wife. So Rav Nachman holds you look at the history of the marriage. And since at one point it was a Tzaras Achais Isha, she would never fall the Yibum. Even though at the time of Reuben's death, she's no longer a Tzaras Achais Isha, we don't look at the moment of Reuben's death. We look through the history of Reuben's marriage. That looks like Rabbi Yirmiyahu, who Daf Yud Gimel said, it's a machlokes tanoim, whether we look at the moment of death or whether we look at the whole history. The high tana sovereign beats him up hellas, and this tana holds, one tana holds, you go by the moment of death. The high tana sovereign assumed Rishaydim Apilim, and one tana says, you go by the whole history, then Zuhi Lemutikanis Usaib Girish. So then Zuhi can come to exclude the case of when Reuben married her and then divorced his wife. We look at the history, so she's considered a Tzar Shachai Serva. Eli Sovala Karava, Damar Leilam Chatanahu, Bezubei Tzarchlei Bezubei Ktani. But Rava says, everybody holds you look at the moment of death. And the Mishnah is telling me it doesn't make a difference when he divorced her. Right? So if that's the case, Lemute Mai. So a coin of Nachman who holds Ein Zika. So why did the Mishnah say Zuhi? The Gemara, you're right. I'm Karchaka Rabbi Yirmiyah Sfirlei. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rav Nachman has to hold like Rabbi Yirmiyah, that there's an Yomim to look at the history, and therefore the Mishnah is being memayat, that if case Reuben did Yibum before he divorced his wife, and then divorced his wife, Levi's wife would be answered because of a Tzaras Erba. Now, Rav Ashi also held that you look at history, because Rav Ashi said, let's listen to Rav Ashi, Reuben, Levi died, right, Reuben did Yibum, divorced his wife, then did Yibum, and she falls, Reuben dies, she's asked because that Tzaras Achais Isha Bezika. That's what Rav Ashi said. That only works if you look at the history. It wouldn't work if you don't look at the history. So Rav Ashi also has to agree to Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rava, who holds you don't look at the history, so what is he? So Rava, honey, because Rav Ashi, that it's Zika, Zui Limute Meis Beloy Girish. This is a new case. This is not like Rav Ashi, but he's coming to exclude the case where Levi died and Reuben did not divorce his wife. Reuben did not divorce his wife, right? Reuben did not divorce his wife. And Reuben then died. So then it's Tzaras Achais Isha Bezika. That's the case that's coming to exclude because you look at the moment of death. But if he holds a Rav Nachman that holds Ein Zika, what would he learn? He must hold a Rav Ashi that he has Zika. And again, He's not excluding the same case as Ravashi. Ravashi agrees to Rabbi Yirmiyah that we look through the history. So therefore Ravashi says, even though Reuven married Levi's wife, but since at one point was Saras Achleis Isha Bezika, she's Aser. Whereas Rava holds, if Reuven would have married Levi's wife, and after he divorced his wife, there would have been no problem. The problem is Reuven never married her, and never divorced his wife. Levi died, and then Reuven died. So Levi's wife is Saras Achleis Isha Bezika, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to exclude. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. V'kulam Shahayabem Kedushin Aigerishim B'Safik. Any woman that had either a Suffolk Kedushin or Suffolk Gerushin, an Erva. Right, you were married, Levi was married to Shprinza. And either he was Mekadish, Reuben was married to Shprinza. And either he was Mekadish Shimon's sister or he wasn't, we don't know. Or he was married to Shimon's sister, wife's sister, and he gave her a get, and we don't know if the get worked. And then he died. So now the question is, what happens to the Tzara? Is she a Tzara's Erva or not? We don't know. If the Kedushin worked, she is. If the Kedushin didn't work, she isn't. If the Gerushin worked, she isn't. If the Gerushin didn't work, she is. Sorry, I told us how to do it. Kate the Suffolk Kedushin. Zorak law Kedushin, Suffolk Karabloy, Suffolk Karabloy. We don't know who it was to. That's Suffolk Kedushin. What is the case of Suffolk Gerushin? Kasabik Savya, Devenel of Adam. These are all biblical gittin that the Rabbanan say don't work. He wrote it with his own handwriting, and there's no witnesses, but biblically that's a good get. Yes, all of Aden Bain by Zaman. There's a rabbinic requirement to have a time, but biblically a get works without a Zaman. Yes, by Zaman Bain by Lelechot. Seifer wrote it. There's one aid that biblically makes two Adam. But Drabanan say it's no good. So that's Safik Yerush. Because the bottom line is she is divorced, but Drabanan say she's not divorced. Therefore, you need Chalitza and no Yibo. Correct the Gemara. Vilu Begerush and Safik Karavloi, Safik Karavloi, like Tani. It doesn't say Suffolk Karavloi, Suffolk Karavloi, Bagerish. My time? Why? Amarab, Isha Zub Cheskes Hetil Shuka Medes. This woman, she is a Tzaras Erva. At the moment before the Suffolk Get was given, she's a Tzaras Erva. So he throws her a Get, and we don't know if the Get was good or not. So then, Iberna Chazaka, Umi Suffolk Atabal Oisra. You want to answer her because of a Suffolk. Al Tasran mi Suffolk. Right, leave her in Chazaka. Chazaka says she can get married to anybody, so why would we get involved? Leave her alone. Chazaka Paskins. Chazaka drives the Chumra when there's no Chazaka. When there's no Chazaka.
Well,
at the end of the day, we say it's not a beer, but there's a havamina that it is a beer, that we assume things don't change. Some, again, there's a svar in the Gemara, if you all train, make it the right stuff. The chazaka is a beer, meaning logic says that things don't change quickly. Again, at the end of the day.
But according to that side. Somebody who writes
the Chumra
is telling you not like that.
No, it's not. Somebody who writes the Chumra says, "Well, you don't know. I know here."
No, if you hold the beer, it's not.
Well, I know.
It's not 100% knowledge.
And, but it's some knowledge. Rive is also not 100% knowledge. Did you say somebody writes the Chumra against Rive?
Well, Rove
may be a sock. Rive is a beerer.
Rove is a.
For sure a beerer.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%. Probably the majority happened.
Why is that different than Chazaka?
Well, it's much different because Rive is probability. Chazaka is not really probability. Again, Lamaskana the Havamina.
I said Havamina.
In the Havamina, Chazaka is also a beerer. Not as strong as a Rive, but we assume things don't change logically.
I say it's because you have nowhere to turn to.
That's Din. Again.
Okay. No.
I can't argue with you because Lamaskana, you're right. Chazaka is a Din, not a beerer. Birur means that, logically speaking, this is probably what happened. The different degrees of Birur. Raiv is a Birur. Majority goes this way, it probably happened. What?
Raiv is always a Birur?
Yeah, Raiv is a Birur.
you have a Bez Din that has Roe, we don't say, you know,
That's not true. They're probably right.
No, that's what we say.
Yes, 100%. Well, that's what the Torah says. You go with the right because they're probably right.
That's the reason why?
Yes, yes.
It's not like when Rob comes and says, this is the psak, this is the din.
Why do we go by right? Why do we go by majority?
Because four is more than three.
And therefore, they're probably right. It's a beerer. It's not 100% beerer, not Adam, but it's a beerer. Now, you could make an argument that Chazak is a weaker beerer, or you could say Chazak is not a beerer at all. That's the machlokes of trade, shaking their eyes up, or trade, shaking drabonim. Anyway, we're here, we're still going, there's no, what's the name again? There's a Chazak. So you go by Chazak. Whether it's dinner or beerer, we go by Chazak. Before Kedushin, she was eligible for Yibum. So it's a Chumra not to let her have Yibum, just to have a Chalitza. It's going to bring to a Kula. Because this guy who did Kedushin to this Suffolk Erva, to this Erva, which was a Suffolk Kedushin, and then she died. Then he did Kedushin to her sister, and then he died. And if we're going to say that her tzara needs can't have Yibum, so that means we're going to say that we paskin that it was a Kedushin. And therefore the sister is an almana. I mean, the sister was never... Let me set it up good. Reuven went and was married to Shmita. Then he made a Kedushay Suffolk in Rachel. Then he went and was Mekadosh Leah. And then Reuven died. So if we're going to say Shmita can't have Yibum, that means people are going to say, oh, she can't have Yibum? That means the Kedushin of Rachel was a good Kedushin. If the Kedushin of Rachel was a good Kedushin, then the Kedushin of Leah was not a Kedushin at all. So a maternal brother of Reuven's would be able to marry her because he never married her. But that's not true. We were Mesupik. Or somebody else came, Vinami, Zimzaz Ach Mekadosh Lelu Didav, Kedushin Vadai. Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel, Kedushin Suffolk. And then somebody else came and was Mekadosh Rachel, Kedushin Vadai. Then Reuven dies. If we say that Shmita can't have Yibum, that means we're saying that the Kedushin to Rachel was a good Kedushin, and the second guy's Kedushin is worthless. So, Bekeven to Asa Lamar Lutar Liyibum, I'm the Kama Kedushin, the Basel of Kedushin. First one is Kedushin, the last one is not. And for the Gemara, Kevin the Kamatsu's Chalitza, made the Yadi the Chumra Baal Mahu. Since you need Chalitza, people know it's only a Chumra. In fact, the Gemara Yachi Gerish and Ami listening, but listen for Chalitza, or made the Yadi the Chumra Baal Mahu. To do the same by Gerishin, Suffolk Gerishin, instead of letting her go free, make her have Chalitza, and people will know it's a Chumrah. That's the Gemara, last time a Chalitza's Messiah Bemis. They might do Yibum, and that would be a brother's wife, and that's not law. That's the Gemara, Chanami, last time a Chalitza's Messiah Bemis. In the case of Suffolk Kedushin, they also might do Yibum. That's the Gemara, but Tesiab, Ma'im, Bekakum, Achakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakak happened wrong, and therefore we have nothing to worry about. Eitzvi Abaya. Abaya asked the question. Nabla Abaya, it's all of Abbas Alchab. The house collapsed on him and his brother's wife. Then you do Eitzvi Rishon. We don't know who died first. So Rasta Chalatis, let me say Abaya. Amai, Okarami, Nehmi, Isha, Zubachet, Kesat, Lushuk, Abedis. The Tzara was Bachet, Kesat, Lushuk. Umisafik, Atabala, Isra, Baltashan, Umisafik. Let her go get married. Don't make her have Chalitza. Kitei, Mokinami, Chumra. People might do Yibum, right? And if they do Yibum, it might be a Tzaret Erva. Dr. Gemara, there's a difference. Gerushin is shchichi, gazibu rabbanon. Gerushin is frequent, so therefore the rabbanon said, we don't want chalitzim, he might come to do Yibum. My pilot, the light shchichi, like gazibu rabbanon. But my pilot, It's such an uncommon case that they didn't bother with it. Inami, Gerish is the kind of Arab is the Kamuchuch. The Arab is alive. Right? Since the Arab is alive. Right? Since the Arab is alive. And everybody sees that the Arab is alive and the unique Chalitza. So everybody understands. So everybody will assume that it must have been not a good get. And therefore, he might come to do Yibum. There must have been a good get. Right, they'll say it was a good get. Everybody knows that we don't know what happened. Period. Didn't we learn by Gerish in a similar case that not Hoyt Amadis was just a rabbin? Mishnah Gittin. The Darkul or Karvla Mugaresh is Karvla in a Mugaresh. If it's close to her, she's Mugaresh. If it's close to him, she's not Mugaresh. Mechtam Mechtam Mugaresh is Aida Mugaresh. 50-50. She's Mugaresh and Aida Mugaresh. So Mina Lamai Hokasa. The Kayan who asked you really, if it's a Kayan, she's asked to him. Something yet. He can't stay married to her. The Arabi, Terasa by Chalitza. But I mean, she has to collect his Mishav Emes. And over there, we're not afraid, don't make the mistake. Dr. Gemara, Hitmar Allah, Rabbi Rav Yeshua Dami Tavayu, Helka Mishnei Kita Eid Maskinam. They're talking about two pairs arguing with each other. Agas Emeris Karev Lov, Agas Emeris Karev Loi, Rabbi Lishmeik is a Raisa. This is going, the Chazok is a Birur, and no Birur can work better than Edom. And therefore, it's impossible to go by Chazaka there. Therefore, we say she needs chalitza. Matnisim d'ocha bekat achas, davele tzveikin d'rabbanon, because it's not a birur. One aid doesn't count. And therefore, we go by Chazaka, and we will continue from here, Merit Hashem, tomorrow. Where's the Baruch Leisha? Yeah, them. Fishing.
Fishing.
No. What?
Ravisha, can you stop the recording?